2.6 of the agenda, the organizational change scheme in the context of WNRA. So we have a decision on that.
Ivo will do it, but he's not there. I think it's quite straightforward. If you show the rest of the decision, it says we gave our consent, or that's our intention. Our main concern was about the objection procedure, which is cancelled now. And we think it's good to have such an objection procedure in place instead of the old one. We heard that there was an agreement between the labor unions and the board about using the ombudsman to be a backup for this system. And I think for the time being, it could be good to work like that and then see what is happening and evaluate after some time if this works well.
May I respond to that? Because we did reach another agreement with the labor unions, because the ombudsperson did not want to take this additional task in this point of time, because it might make the position of the ombudsperson not clear enough, because we're yet in a pilot phase yet. And we, as the labor unions and the executive board, took notice of that, and we actually understand that. So we decided that there will be a committee, a new committee, to make sure that it doesn't have too much legal focus. It really has to do with mediation and rethinking taking decisions taken. And we will ask three people to be part of that committee, and together with the labor unions, we will decide upon who those three will be. At the same time, this discussion is also part of the national negotiations between the employees and employers.
Yeah.
Well, this might head in the same direction for the longer term.
Okay.
Okay, then, is there a request for a vote, or can I simply handle the hammer? Okay, then we have decided that one.